Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with us back a friend. He's been with me a couple of times. And we're going to talk about some things today. And we will open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. But first, I want to bring to you John Andrews. He's the director of the Centennial Institute and a native Missourian. For some reason, he's planted himself in Colorado, but we still like him. John, welcome to CSC Talk Radio this morning.
Good morning, Beth. Great to be talking with you.
Well, good to talk to you. I wanted to ask you now that we've had this infamous election, and we have the Republicans taking charge. We've got a shift in power. Is everything going to be hunky-dory and okay? We just need to sit back now and watch it all get saved?
My watchword for 40 years in politics has been self-government. And I don't just mean the collective idea that Americans broke free of the British mother country and would govern ourselves as an independent nation. No, I mean one individual at a time looks in the mirror and realizes I'm responsible for the way my life goes and for the people nearest and dearest to me and my neighbors and my community, and then I am going to govern myself wisely, well, in a moral and ethical fashion and a prudent fashion that prepares for today and tomorrow, and then I'm going to get with my neighbors and we're going to govern ourselves from the bottom up, and that's the way the American system is designed. So when we have an election like this, when all the hoopla is over and the confetti is swept up, Beth, ultimately, it's up to we the people to keep an eye on those that we've elected to local government in your town or my town in Missouri or Colorado or wherever people are listening to us. And yes, people that we've elected in faraway Washington, D.C., that's hard to do. But bottom line on election 2014, it's not the end of anything. It's the beginning of something, and not simply the beginning of happy days because Republicans in the U.S. House and Senate can now stare down Democrat President Barack Obama. No, it's the beginning of a long process that you and I and our listeners have got a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. I'm glad to hear you say that. That's one reason I like you so much. We kind of think alike. It's about the Republic only works if the Republic is in action, and it's up to us. You know, we can complain, and rightfully so, about all the things that they have done and haven't done up in D.C. as they've been more like dictators than representatives and senators to us. But bottom line, the buck stops here with us because the Republic are the ones in charge, and if we've trusted them and just let them go and let them do whatever they want, you know, kind of get what we ask for.
So instant communication with email, texting, websites makes it possible for you and me to bring our concerns to the attention of a U.S. senator or U.S. representative from our state or from any state when an important vote is hanging in the balance far away in Washington, D.C.
Well, and go ahead.
That's what we've got to focus on. You know, as the issues line up in Congress, even before the new Republican leadership officially takes over the Senate in January, during this lame duck session, you've got the Keystone Pipeline to help ensure America's energy future. And we've got huge immigration issues. We still have work to do on getting America's economy growing as it ought to be growing. There are education issues, there are criminal justice issues, there are drug policy issues seeping up from states that are making an experiment, I think an ill-advised one, with marijuana like my state of Colorado. There's so much lining up in Washington, D.C., and you and I and our listeners hold the balance. It's not the balance of power in the U.S. House or Senate by just those who are elected there. It's you and I holding the balance.
Well, absolutely. And like you said, it comes down to locally as well, because most of what is dictating our lives, although they are doing a lot of that in D.C., happens to us locally. And, you know, I can't express any more than any stronger than what I have before, just to keep saying it. It's important who you elect locally. You can't ignore those and just think, well, I'm only going to vote when it's a big one for the D.C. folks, you know, that are representing us. It's got to be taken care of locally as well.
Very important. You and I talked some weeks ago about the Common Core education standards that are being jammed down from Washington, D.C. and from state capitals into local school districts. Right here in my state of Colorado, we've got some fascinating battles going on with local school boards trying to fight the teacher union for a true quality education and an education that prepares kids for citizenship and for a productive life in the economy. And it matters a whole lot who somebody voted for on their local school board.
Absolutely.
And it always shocked me when I was serving in the Colorado Senate for several years how unaware a lot of people are of what goes on in state government in Jefferson City, Missouri, or Denver, Colorado, where, as you say, Beth, in many cases that has much more of an impact on our daily lives than what goes on from Congress in Washington.
Oh, absolutely. And who knows more about what you need than those right there you're living with? You know,
exactly.
The ones in D.C., they don't have a clue what's going on in your area, and they don't have a clue what's going on in my area or what we need. And the beauty of this nation is we are all diverse. We're different across from state to state. The topography is different. Everything is different. So the industries are different, and it's just, you know, those are important elections from the school board on up. And that's not to mean that the school board is at the bottom. It's that we sometimes think it is. And they're the ones in charge of our children. And it's very important who we elect.
Here in Colorado, Republicans have taken back control of the state Senate chamber after a decade of Democrats being in charge. We're excited about that. We almost took the governorship from an incumbent Democrat. He was reelected, so there's going to be a divided government situation in my state, just like there is in Washington, D.C. And I've been talking to friends locally about the spirit that we have to have where we regard liberals and Democrats, the party of the left, the party that believes government is usually the answer to everything. We regard them certainly as our political opponents or adversaries. But we need to have a spirit that remembers they are not our enemy. We're all in this together as Americans.
Absolutely.
And as far as getting things done, parties have got to work together when voters have issued a divided verdict, as they have in my state government or in the federal government, with Congress now confronting Obama, two opposite parties. And beyond that, we've got to remember, those of us that are passionate about our own political beliefs and the party label that I've worn throughout my life as a Republican, we've got to remember that no one party has all the answers. It would frighten me if we had one party rule in America, even by my fellow Republicans.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100% there. And you know, it's it just says so much with what happened last week in the election, John, because I don't believe it was necessarily they were giving a stamp of approval to the Republicans, but they were giving it. They were definitely making a statement. The voters were making a statement, and I was watching from state to state that night at what was going on. And I was watching in particular Colorado because I had interviewed several of you on that on the election issues, and so it was interesting to me that the voters were making their voices heard. And now it's time for us, those the Republic, as the voters, watch what happens. But we need to stay on top of these guys during the lame duck and then afterwards. We're going into a break, John. When we come back, I want to talk about the Western Conservative Summit and what's coming up in 2015. We got to get started on that, don't we? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with John Andrews with the Centennial Institute. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we'll be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with John Andrews of the Centennial Institute. John, you said something that is just very near and dear to my heart, and that's that we're not enemies. The Republican and the Democrat Party should not be enemies, although they behave like it, and neither should the people. And one thing that just breaks my heart is the constant labeling of the American people, and that is done, I believe, by design, because they want us to be kept separate. They know that if we all come together with one accord, because we do have a common denominator, and liberty is that common denominator. How we get to it, how we keep it, how we protect it may differ, but we do have that common denominator, and they know that we have some strength in that, and we don't want to be controlled by someone else. That's the beauty of the American independence. You know, Colorado wants to do their thing, and Missouri wants to do their thing, and Kansas wants to do their thing, and on with all 50 states. And so when you have your big summit every year, this is going to be your 6th annual summit. But there in Denver, Colorado, that's kind of what you do, isn't it? It's just pulling us all together and kind of giving us a little pep talk. You know, the choir needs to be rumped up every once in a while. Is that what you do there, John?
You bet. Our Centennial Institute, Beth, back in 2010, hit on the idea of getting conservatives together from every state west of the Mississippi for a weekend in the summer and bringing in the best speakers in the country. And not only hearing from them, but then getting together in workshops, open discussion, Q&A to our speakers, an opportunity, in a way, lots of us wish we could get to a national political nominating convention in the presidential year of 2012 or 2016. This is like that. It's happening in 2015, the next one. Just as you say, this is the sixth year that we've done it, Western Conservative Summit. I'm excited about our theme this year because it invites every individual to put themselves right in the center of the picture as a patriotic American. The theme of this year's Western Conservative Summit is Your Story, Freedom Alive. Your Story, Freedom Alive. June 26, 27, 28 at the Colorado Convention Center. We had over 3,000 last summer. One thing that we did that was fun last year, and we're looking forward to involving you personally this coming year, Beth, is we had Radio Row with talk hosts from many states broadcasting either live if their show time happened to fit a live show or otherwise they were recording for future broadcasts. And we were delivering all of our top-notch speakers to be interviewed on the air and to take questions from listeners. So Western Conservative Summit 2015, June 26th to 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. People should go to the website, westernconservativesummit.com, and read some of the summaries and see video highlights of last year's conference. And the ticket sales for Western Conservative Summit 2015 open December 1st, 3 weeks from now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, now's the time to get things taken care of for next year. I was just too little too late for this year. So next year, I'm planning on being there. And we'll talk a little bit more about what I can do and how I can get her done there. But I am planning to be there.
Give people an idea, when I say we have the best national speakers, the opening night this past July at Western Conservative Summit 2014 was Bobby Jindal, governor of Louisiana, may run for president. Mike Lee, the fighting Tea Party senator out of Utah. Then on the same evening, opening night of the summit, Ben Carson, the famed neurosurgeon, who has now said he will probably run for president. And what a fascinating entry he will be into the 2016 sweepstakes. Next day, we had Sarah Palin. We had Ted Cruz. The day after that, the last day of the summit, we had former Congressman Alan West out of Florida, who may run for president. Noises are being made that Ted Cruz may run for president. Talk radio hosts like Dennis Prager and Bill Bennett and Hugh Hewitt and Betsy McCoy. So that was 2014, and we're putting the 2015 lineup together, and we hope that everyone that wants to run for president in 2015 on the Republican ticket realizes they need to come and meet and dialogue, make their case to this big audience at the Western Conservative Summit. So we're in touch with Marco Rubio and Rand Paul and Governor Scott Walker, who has spoken for us in the past. We want to have him back. And I'm not sure that a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie is as conservative as you and I would like, but if they want to come and make their case, those governors are welcome.
We'll be glad to sit down and have a cup of coffee with them and get them put in the right direction.
maybe we can show them that they need to be a little more bold as conservatives. That's the beauty of a big gathering like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you don't have all your speakers lined up just yet, but you're on the phone getting them.
The speaker lineup is coming together. It's not easy to get people to commit about 2015 until the calendar says 2015. So the action really heats up in January. But I can tell you that the discount pricing that we have on our 2015 summit tickets, 6-1. Is well worth people going to that website, westernconservativesummit.com. Take a look at it today and then make a note to check back when December ticket sales begin.
All right. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing real good.
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, before John gets off, I'd like to get his opinion, if he wants to give it, on the thought that I had a few years back. All of our senators and congressmen, they all have good intentions, most of them anyway. I just can't help thinking that someone from an outside entity has threatened their lives and their families, and they pretty much do what they're told.
Oh, interesting. John, what do you think? Do you think they're under a lot of pressure?
The pressure, I don't think it necessarily is the threat of physical harm or my family is in danger if I don't vote, as some secret force is whispering that I ought to vote, Bill. But I can tell you from playing in the minor leagues as president of the Colorado Senate for several years, there is another kind of pressure, and that is number one, external, that campaign contributions and special favors may come my way if I do as some important interest group wants me to do, or contrarywise, I may have an impossible road to re-election and a miserable time in the rest of my elected term if I don't play along with the forces.
Mm.
Or then there's internal pressures too. There is the flawed human nature, which is present in some degree in you and me and all of us, that I want to go along to get along. I want to be spoken well of in the establishment media. I want to be invited to the right cocktail parties. And I want my name in headlines. And I want to be perceived as compassionate, even if it means not doing anything out of my own pocket for the less fortunate. I'm going to be perceived as compassionate by spending other people's money, sometimes in a way that only makes the problems of the less fortunate more difficult for them. So there are all those pressures, Bill, I would say, in some. I don't see very much evidence that there's any unknown threat to anybody's safety that makes them vote wrong.
You know, and I want to just say this came into my mind, John and Bill. We know that these people we put in office are under a great deal of pressure and temptations. And I think that's even more of a calling for us to help them, to be the support we need to be. If we need to make those phone calls, we need to send the letters, not only when we've got a problem with something, but when something's gone right, or just give them a few kudos and a little pep talk every once in a while, especially on the local level, but even more so on the state level and the federal level. We need to be there for them. We need to help them through this and let them know, you know, it's okay. You're going to do all right. You don't have to do this to make it. You know, we need to be there for them.
And I would say, again, from my experience in holding public office and being a leader of my legislative chamber in the Colorado Senate, that it means so much when somebody takes the time to say, well done, we're with you, we know it's tough, hang in there. So often you only hear the criticisms, and if sometimes you can get praise and encouragement, that goes a long way to help people have the backbone, the courage to do the right thing.
Absolutely, especially if they feel like they're a lone wolf out there trying to do the fight. I appreciate the call, Bill. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You know, John, it's
like when I go off the air every day, we've got to come together to bring America home. And the only way we can do that is for all of us to come together. It doesn't matter what label you have. It doesn't matter what party you're affiliated with. We've got to just come together and support one another and support those folks that get elected, even if we didn't vote for them. They're still ours, and we need to support them. You have to cut out on me, don't you?
I need to get on about the business of helping Colorado govern itself thoughtfully.
Okay.
And it's fun to talk with you and your listeners this morning. Thanks for the
time.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
We'll
get you back. We want to know the details of that summit coming up, because we want to keep that in the ears of my listeners, okay? Thank you so much, John, for all that you're doing there in Colorado and the Centennial Institute. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I want to talk about a few other things when we come back at 877-895-5410, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's right supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We had been visiting with John Andrews with the Centennial Institute. They're a think tank group, and they do a lot to promote common sense and Constitution and God in this nation. And they have their summit every summer, and it's going to be again in 2016 in June, the very last of June, the 26th through the 28th. And you might want to mark your calendar and be ready for that. We'll have John back on and with us as they get their guests and their speakers lined up and their classes and all that they're going to do. And we'll get you there if we can possibly do that. We'll make sure that I won't get you there. I'll make sure that you have the opportunity, though. Now, real briefly, I'm not going to stay on this very long. You know that Huckabee's thinking about running for president. And so as he's thinking about doing that, Newsmax has talked to Fox News, and they are thinking about, if he does that, discontinuing his show, because I would think that that'd be quite a bit for him to take on, to be on the campaign trail and do the show every every day as well. So, you know, it's business. And so they're going to have to contemplate on what they're going to do with that. But let's talk about something else. And I'm not patting myself on the back in any way, shape, size, or form. But when we started talking about a national health care bill, long before we ever nicknamed it Obamacare, did I not tell you it wouldn't matter if it was the best bill in the world? It was the wrong thing for this nation. And I'm still standing on that. Because the federal government, or the national government, or whatever you want to call them, the D.C. occupiers, really, their job is not to get into your personal business. And now it's come to light, which I think, again, is kind of comical, that not only did they plan Obamacare, they planned to lie to you about Obamacare. They planned the bill, promoted the bill in such a way to deceive the American people. Because these people knew it was absolutely the best thing, and if they presented it as what it really was, you wouldn't accept it. Because you're not smart enough. The American voter is not smart enough to know what they know. We don't know what's best for us, but they know what's best for us. Is that what you think? Well, I was watching some of the news last night. I had to kind of take a break from it a little bit, just admitting that. And Megyn Kelly was interviewing somebody. And she kind of got upset. I don't blame her. But at the same time, really, people, all of these, and I mean all of them, all of these news commentators, they're just now figuring this out. You know, I don't have as high an education as the rest of them have. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe the higher your education, the blinder you become. Or the more trusting you become in the higher educated. But it didn't take a genius to look and see that a health care bill that was going to meet the needs of everybody was wrong. Because that's not possible. So we're just too stupid to figure it out. Well, all this hoopla over what Gruber said, now, when Gruber said this, in front of cameras, in front of hundreds, maybe thousands of people, back in October of 2013, and we're only just now seeing this film, this video, his speech, and we're only just now talking about it. Now, had we been talking about it, had we shown this a year ago, media, where would we be? Where would we be? Would the American people have stood for that? Would the American voter be that dumb? I don't think so. I think they've been deceived, but I think they've been deceived on many levels. One is to believe that that's their job up there in D.C. to run your health care. Well, then a Maine senator, he's in a spat with the Fox and Friends because they were discussing this with him. And he gets on a rampage and he says, listen here, don't lecture me. He said he had cancer. And had he not had insurance, he wouldn't have been able to get well. So I'm going to read this quote. And I want you to think about the words. And I want you to think about health care. True health care. I want you to think about the cost of health care. Okay? He says, wait a minute, wait a minute. Tax and penalize. Hold it, hold it, hold it. We've got 8 million people that have insurance now that didn't before. He's defending it now. And don't lecture me about this, because 40 years ago, I had insurance. Okay, he had insurance 40 years ago. If I hadn't had it, it caught a cancer that saved my life. If I hadn't had insurance, I'd be dead. Now, what saved his life? Did insurance save his life? Don't lecture me. Well, by golly, Senator, I'm going to lecture you. Stop and think about it, my friends and family out there. Insurance does not save your life. Why is health care expensive? Why does it cost so much that you have to pay someone else every month that you don't need them for the possibility of when you will need them? Think about that. Why does this man think insurance is what saved his life? Why is health care so expensive that you have to gamble with an insurance company, pay them every month in order to afford health care? And why does that become the business of the government in D.C., which is what it is now, to take care? They don't care about your health. Now, I don't want you to even think for one second it's about health care. It's about insurance. He said insurance saved his life. He didn't say a doctor did. He didn't say a procedure did. He said insurance saved his life. Does anybody else hear that? Does anybody else hear what we're being told? We've been lied to a bunch in a gob. We've been deceived. And now they're calling us, well, they called it a year ago. The American people are too stupid to figure it out, so we're going to let them think that this is going to go down this way. You know, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. We're going to let them believe all that. We'll deal with that later. But it was all worth it, because 8 million people more now have insurance. Well, have you talked to those people yet? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com, because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. You won't want to miss an evening with Dr. Ben Carson when he speaks for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event at the Holiday Inn Executive Center in Columbia, Missouri on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, Dr. Carson is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae reaches out to women through compassion and love. Join them on November 16th and personally witness a great American with great ideas and a great foundation doing great work. Go to adsforlife.org to reserve your seat today. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ben Carson. Please join me for a special evening in Columbia on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, I'm passionate about the value of life, and so is the Vitae Foundation. Working tirelessly, they use media to reach women facing difficult choices during unplanned pregnancies. I've saved many lives, and you can save even more by joining us on November 16th. Go to adsforlife.org.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I kind of went on a little tear. But I want you to understand that while they're making a big deal out of this this lecture that Grutter did, calling the American voters stupid, and of course now he's saying, well, I should have, you know, I shouldn't have said that, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you shouldn't have. But they were in this meeting plotting and planning how they were going to schmooze the American people, the American voters, into believing this was the best thing for them. Now, if it's really a good deal, you don't have to lie. Do you know that? If you've really got something great, you can tell the truth. Remember how this administration, when they were going to take place in 2008 and run in for office, remember the word transparency. When you have to promote something with deceitful plans, deceitful words, lying about how many other taxes are within this bill that is thousands of pages long. First of all, the fact that it's thousands of pages long told me right away that we were in big trouble. So, should we be angry at this man, who, by the way, was paid $400-some thousand, taxpayer money, to do what he did? to write this bill and promote this bill. It's time that the American people let the scales fall from your eyes and see what's going on in this nation. Now, as Bill had said earlier, and John, these representative senators, I'm not cutting them much slack, and I'm not going to apologize for that, but they are under a lot of pressure. And in the pen, this next month, I'm working on my article now. We're going to talk about the greatness of a man who walked away from the power. These men and women in office, whether it's locally, state, or in D.C., they're under a lot of pressure, and there's a temptation of a lot of power and prestige. Have your name out there. Go up the ladder in politics. It's a career with them, which is, first of all, a problem, which is one reason they can't seem to walk away, as did President Washington. We have Skip from Nebraska.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Well, we're fine. Well, you were talking about how the American people were bamboozled. Well, they were bamboozled, but I would call to your attention that in anticipation of us getting angry after we find out, well, first of all, didn't Janet Napolitano say that returning veterans and Christians and gun owners and conservatives are the domestic terrorists that police should turn their attention on? Point number two, it's no accident that the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies have I guess it's up to probably about 6 billion rounds of ammunition that they have purchased. Do you think, I mean, you know, this was anticipated. So, you know, I just wanted to call that to your attention. Not everybody, I mean, yes, you've got a lot of people who've been brain-deaded by the TV and the media and, you know, to believe everything that Fox News and tells them, well, CNN, they're not practically non-existent anymore.
But, you know, Skits, I want to point out, too, and, you know, Fox tends to be a little more conservative. They lean that direction. But this lecture took place over a year ago, and we're just now finding out about it.
Well, yeah, where was Fox News?
Exactly. Where were all of them?
Karl Rove is their news director.
Do you think?
You look at some of these neocons that are in the limelight. They are the ones that had their signatures on the project for the new American century, which said that there has to be a Pearl Harbor event to cascade people down the slippery road to tyranny that we are now on.
Well, apparently when the Supreme Court... Just a minute.
Yeah.
We're talking about Obamacare. Let's not get off the track here. We're talking about this lecture calling the American people stupid. We're stupid, therefore they have to deceive us into believing this is good. Well, do you think maybe it's because it wasn't good in the first place?
Well, they had to deceive us because we aren't stupid.
Bingo, Skits. I think that's exactly right.
Okay, now I'll call to your attention. Okay,
I'm just about out of time, Skits, and I've got one more caller. Let me say goodbye to you today. You can call back another time, okay?
Okay,
we have another caller, and I missed that. Elliot from Jersey, you're going to have to keep it quick.
Yeah, real sweet, short and sweet. Great show, best rant you've ever made. And Chico and I are in your corner all the way. I hope somebody that is listening, you know, just hope people are waking up, period.
I think
anyway.
They are, but we're going to have to keep throwing them the washcloth to keep the sleepers out of their eyes. I think they're waking up. I do,
well,
Elliot.
You said... You said everything that I've been thinking, and you put it on the air. Great job.
I'm a bold one, aren't I? All right, thank
yes.
you. Thank you, Elliot.
All right, bye.
All right, real quick, Bob from Michigan. I'm down to just seconds, quickly.
Okay, thank you. In response to the one before the man that was just on, the only reason that this came out with the calling us stupid and everything was because of the alternative media, the Alex Joneses of the world. There were several others, but that's why CNN is dead in the water. So that's a big plus for the freedom liberty movement.
Well, what about me? Why do you come on and brag about somebody else? What about me, Bob?
I'm on here talking to you, and that's why. And I always listen to this because it's right before Alex, but I think you give a great, unique look at the real world out there, the people that are on the farms and ranches, like the Bundy.
Well, I'm the only talk show, and we are out of time. I'm the only talk show that gives the American people a voice, and I'm the only talk show host that is an advocate for rural America and all America, because it's not about one section of this nation. It's about all of us coming together and bringing America home. Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.